I just wanted to continue tonight looking at the different foundations, as it were, of the Reformation. And if you have that little booklet, if you've taken one, it would be the fourth one. And it's Jesus alone. Jesus only. I switched the order up a little bit because I really feel that in speaking of grace this morning, I tried not to talk too much about Jesus. Now, don't misunderstand that. But the thought is that really grace and Jesus, you really can't separate the two. It's the grace of our Lord Jesus. And even as we read those verses, you noticed how many times Jesus Christ was mentioned. I'm just going to read a passage from Romans that ties again grace and the Lord Jesus. Listen to this. For not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. For as by one man's disobedience, that would be Adam, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one, that would be Christ, shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. And so here we find that grace and Jesus Christ can somewhat be interchanged. It's the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. He comes to us. In salvation, it's Jesus Christ who comes. The world needed a Savior, and so God sends His Son, Jesus Christ. That's His grace. Salvation is by Jesus Christ. There is no other Savior. And I think in light of Martin Luther and the times that he spoke to and the things that he saw that didn't line up with Scripture, he realized that there was only one begotten Son of God and that there was only one way and that there was only one sacrifice, that there was only one mediator, and that there was only one name above all names. And so I just like to look at those verses that speak of those things about Jesus. You know, when I you start thinking, what can you say about Jesus Christ? Well, we could be here till next year, probably. We wouldn't really exhaust talking about Jesus or singing about Jesus. And it's so wonderful that we can come together like this and just worship Him. To worship our King, to worship our Savior, to worship the one who gave Himself for us and continues to give Himself to us. Again, I mentioned earlier that we ought to say, Jesus saves me now. It's a continuous thing. It's a present thing. It's a present salvation. I have a Savior who's with me. I must have the Savior with me. I dare not walk alone. I must have His presence with me and His arms around me thrown. Then my soul will fear no ill. Do you have a Savior like that? A Savior who walks with you? And He walks with me and He talks with me and He tells me I am His own. And the joy we share. You know, someone mentioned the songs. They're wonderful, but beloved, we need to enter into the experience and believe that God will bring us in. And so Jesus, the only Savior. The verse that I thought of for the one and only begotten Son, that's the verse that we all know, right? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. NIV says his one and only Son. There's only one Son of God, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. And at the center, again, before I forget, at the center of all these truths about the Bible and about grace and about faith and about glorifying God, Jesus is at the center, beloved. Jesus is at the center of our worship. He's at the center of what's taking place in heaven right now. He's at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. He's the one that breaks the seals. It's all about him. Someone has said that people will let us speak about God, but when we talk about Jesus, when we speak the name of Jesus, that's when there's the fight. Jesus. You see, it's God who put him upon the throne. Psalm 2, I have set my king upon my holy hill. And the world says, we will not have this man reign over us. But tonight, I'm sorry, I digressed a little bit from what I wanted to say there, but Jesus, the one and only begotten Son. And then one way, where would we find that he's the way? Where is that? John 14, verse 6, right? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through me. No other way. You know, again, the songs we sing in the primaries. One way, God says, to get to heaven. Jesus is the only way. One way to reach those pearly mansions.
Jesus is the only way.
They're from Williamsburg. No other way, no other way, no other way to go. One way, God says, to get to heaven. Jesus is the only way. No other way. Man has tried, we try in all our religions to find a way to God. Because in man there's that longing for the Creator, for the God who made us. And so man tries his best to fill that void, that emptiness within. But the Bible teaches us that it's Jesus alone who can bring us to the Father. No other way. And then I thought of this one sacrifice. We find that in the book of Hebrews, the 9th chapter, the 26th verse. It says this, for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once, in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. There's one sacrifice that satisfied God's heart, that satisfied the righteousness of God, the judgment that was due us. The wrath of God was poured out upon him. He is the propitiation for our sins. He is the atoning sacrifice that turns aside the wrath of God. Only one sacrifice was acceptable to God. The sacrifices of the Old Testament were just foreshadowing what was to come. The Bible teaches us that they were passing, they were temporal. It wasn't really what God had desired, but it was pointing to the one sacrifice. And you can trace that throughout the Bible, beginning with the animal that was killed in the Garden of Eden to provide a covering for Adam and Eve. Blood was shed. And it all pointed to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. One sacrifice, slain from the foundation of the world, for you, for me. Only Jesus. Only Jesus, the sinless Son of God, was worthy to offer up himself to take our place. And then this thought of one mediator. One mediator. I had someone in our church recently come to me and shared something rather personal. They told me something about them that they thought I ought to know. And it wasn't a good thing, you know, and it was rather humbling for that person to come and say what they said. But then they looked at me and said, "You're not my confessor, but you're my pastor. And I want you to pray for me." It's a wonderful thing that we don't have to go to a man, as it were, or a woman, or someone else, and confess our sins. We can go right to God through Jesus Christ. He is the mediator. There's one mediator between God and man. In the Old Testament, in the book of Job, there's this a verse that speaks of that. Maybe I should read it to you because I might not get it right otherwise. Job chapter 9, verse 32. You know, Job found him in a difficult spot, didn't he? Job found that he could not really argue with God and justify himself before God. And so he says, verse 28, "I am afraid of all my sorrows. I know that thou wilt not hold me innocent. If I be wicked, why then labor I in vain? If I wash myself with snow, water, and make my hands never so clean, yet shalt thou plunge me in the ditch, and mine own clothes shall abhor me. For he is not a man, speaking of God, as I am, that I should answer him, and we should come together in judgment. Neither is there any daysman betwixt us that might lay his hand upon us both. Let him take his rod away from me, and let not his fear terrify me. Then would I speak and not fear him. But it is not so with me." NIV, "He is not a man like me, that I might answer him, that we might confront each other in court. If only there was someone to arbitrate between us, to lay his hand upon us both, someone to remove God's rod from me, so that his terror would frighten me no more, then I would speak up without fear of him. But now, as it stands with me, I cannot." And you see, we all find ourselves in that place. None of us can say we're righteous before God. None of us can plead our cause before him. None of us can justify ourselves before him. And so Jesus here is the answer. He is the one that stands between. He is the one that pleads for us, who shows his bleeding wounds, his hands, his feet, and his side, and says, Father, forgive them. Forgive them. When the Father looks on us, he doesn't see our righteousness because we have none. But he sees the righteousness of Christ. How thankful we are for the blood of Jesus that washes, the blood that covers. Amen. There's only one mediator, one that can stand between God and man. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's an amazing thing in the book of Corinthians we read that God was in Christ on that cross, reconciling himself to fallen man. Again, it goes back to it's all of grace. It's all that God has done. And Jesus is that expression of the love and grace of God. We read in Hebrews chapter 1 that in the Old Testament, God spoke through the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his Son. One mediator, one sacrifice. And then this last thought, one name. One name. If you remember in the book of Acts how the apostles spoke in the name of Jesus. And if you open to Acts chapter 4, verse 10, it says this, For be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So here it is, no other name. No other name brings salvation. It's only in Jesus. Jesus. The only way. The only way to God. No other salvation apart from him. And so we live in a society where we're to be inclusive. And I believe in that. I do. But when it comes to who the Savior is, then if I truly believe what God's Word says, there's one way. And it becomes very narrow. There's one door. There's one gate for the sheep. It's the Lord Jesus. Not all roads lead to heaven. Thank God that he's shown us the way. Jesus is the way. Not a way. Not one of many ways. But the only way. And so my faith, my trust is in Christ alone. He is my only hope of salvation. Apart from him, there is no Savior. And so I'm just so thankful that he's called us. He draws near to us. He desires to walk with us. Have you found him to be enough? Sometimes we seek for satisfaction, as it were, or pleasure in things that this world offers. And I wonder how the Lord feels about that. He gave himself for us completely. And he wants us to give my heart to him completely. He wants to satisfy my every longing. Jesus, you're enough. Jesus alone. Jesus for me. Jesus alone. Jesus for me. Jesus throughout eternity. Jesus alone for me. I'm sure we could go on, but I don't want to do that tonight. Just consider the different things I was going to ask you. What name of Jesus is precious to you? Or what title of Jesus? I mean, we could go around the room and probably everyone could give something different. But what I'm asking a question now. This is a question. What name Counselor. Of Christ? Counselor. Someone else?
Lamb of God.
Lover of my soul.
Not too quick. I just want to think about it. Lamb of God. Our brother said Lamb of God. The one who takes away the sin. And you said?
Lover of my soul.
Lover of my soul. Someone else?
Savior.
Savior. Savior.
Deliverer.
Deliverer.
One closest
friend. My closest friend.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Conqueror. Healer. The great physician.
Helper.
Messiah, yes. My friend?
Lord.
Lord, I heard shepherd.
Good shepherd.
The good shepherd. Do we need a shepherd?
Yes.
Do you like it when the pastor or the preacher tells you you're like dumb sheep? You like that? But we're reminded that we need a shepherd. We need a shepherd. We don't know the way. We don't know what's best for us. But the shepherd knows. Anyone else? Prince of Peace?
Redeemer.
The door. You could go through the I Ams, right, of Jesus?
Counselor,
mighty God. All right, here's one. Ready? The final one for now. He's the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and with fire. In each of the gospel records, right at the beginning, each writer gives us that account where John the Baptist says, there's one who's coming after me, whose shoe latchets I'm not worthy to untie. He's the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And you can go to the book of Acts, and in Peter's sermon in chapter 2, you find that it's Jesus who hath ascended, who hath received of the Father the gift of the Holy Spirit. He is the one, Peter says, who hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. Brother Paul, at the beginning of the meeting, the last song before he stopped playing, the organ went silent, was, ho, everyone that is thirsty in spirit, Oh, everyone that is weary and sad, come to the fountain. There's fullness in Jesus. All that you're longing for, come and be glad. Child of the world, are you tired of your bondage? Weary of earth joys, so false, so untrue? Searching for God or longing for God and His fullness of blessing? List to the message a promise for you. And then, child of the kingdom, be filled with the Spirit. Nothing but fullness thy longing can meet. 'Tis the endowment for life and for service. Thine is the promise, so certain, so sweet. I will pour water on him that is thirsty. I will pour floods upon the dry ground. Open your heart for the gift I am bringing. While ye are seeking me, I will be found. And the Holy Spirit is given to us to make Christ real. Real to us, to put him upon the throne of our hearts as King. And so, Lord Jesus, you are the one who baptizes us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Lord, we need that. Oh God, we need you to move among us. We need you to move in our hearts. We need you to move in our churches. We need a work of your Spirit, oh Jesus. See, we've gotten our eyes maybe on other things. But he wants us to look to him alone. Jesus, Jesus, pour out your grace upon us. All the rivers of thy grace I claim. Over every promise, write my name. Jesus, come to us.